Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour, and in the end, one of them will die. It's like Game of Thrones, only the sex is done a lot more tastefully. Let the games begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Panel Beaters. Welcome to Derby! Yay! Now please welcome your host and judge, it is the Grim Reaper, Death! Alright, get away you lot of sods. Hello, welcome to Panel Beaters. It is me, Death. Queeve could not be here this week due to some complications with an email argument we had. He won't be back anytime soon. So tonight, I am your host. This is Panel Beaters, the rapid-fire panel game where there are no winners, only survivors. Tonight, I will be taking one of our comedians down to his shallow grave and beating him in the head with a sock with a snooker ball in it. The scythe thing's a myth. Without further ado, please, will you welcome our panellists? We'll get the panellists to introduce ourselves. First panellist, please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Sam Gore, and we don't have the buzzers this week, so I guess I sound like this.
Yeah, I should say, right, I forgot to bring the buzzers. That was my job. Yeah, the panellists are making their own buzzer noises this evening, which should make it quite fucking interesting. Right, panellist number two.
Hello, my name is Will. I have some dignity left, so I make this noise.
Hello, my name is Freddie, and I make this noise. Boop.
Hello, my name's Andrew. I'm going for more of a sports theme, and I'm going to go, yes, like I'm calling for a ball.
All right, I think we can agree those are pretty great buzzers. Give a round of applause for our panellists. So we need to get into the first of our games in which our comedians can compete for our my favour by being as funny as possible. Right, the first round is the elevator pitch round, as always. In this, the contestants must pitch me their big ideas. Right, let's do our first one. Pitch me your... I'm panellist, please. Pitch me your ideas for a new reality show.
Uh-huh.
Labour market sweep. It's just Dale Winton desperately searching for another job.
Veal or no veal?
Yes. As in, yes.
That is going to get very confusing. It just sounds like you're...
That, isn't it?
It just sounds like you're really agreeing with everything we say. That's amazing. Like, before that's we get into this next question, I'd just like to say, please agree now if you think that all children should be punched in the mouth.
Yes. We're not going to get bored of my buzzer, people. I don't think you should bring buzzers again. Google Box. It's like Google Box, but you get to see couples looking at each other's search history.
Will.
Dislocation, dislocation, dislocation. just find the best place to break your arm. After you, sir.
Hate Island. Mel Gibson gets stranded on a desert island for 30 days with Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Boop!
The only way is Basra.
Nah, you're right, mate.
Just a load of teenagers who aren't allowed to drink. Just going to a bar going, oh, a water. Cheers.
Yes. You go. You go.
Celebrity veal or no veal?
Please go on.
Yes.
Oh.
X Factor, one couple in a room with all of their exes. And they have to go around introducing them. So it's like, this is, didn't get your name, never got your name. You know her, it's your sister. Should have mentioned this.
Watch.
Strictly veal or no veal?
How many more of those
Four.
Do you have?
Take him out. 12 people compete to assassinate Paddy McGuinness.
Right, any more for on the reality TV shows?
Boop!
The Great African Bake Off, where they get to compete with trying to make meals with no ingredients whatsoever.
Oh, God. Like a can't cook, won't cook. What have you got in your bag? Nothing.
Veal.
Full disclosure, Will is working for the British Veal Board.
Yes. Dill or no dill? Similar to veal, but dill.
It's nice because they're a good accompaniment to each other, aren't they?
If you reckon.
Well, veal, good with everything.
Right, let's move on to the next one. Please, pitch me your ideas for a new swear word.
Yes. Yes. Cunk. It's the noise and word you should use when you really badly bang your head. Cunk.
Oh, I like that. God, uh-huh. Such a pro. Built like a Brexit house to be a large man in the BNP.
Right, any more swear words? So we're moving on.
Snapchat, to shit yourself in under 3 seconds.
Right, we'll move on. Useful jobs for the elderly.
Thermostats. Leave one outside your house and when it dies, it's time to put the heating on.
That does work, right? I'm not saying it's moral, but it is effective.
Yes, Stanister left stuntman. Just give them the first test.
Or we can maybe put like a slip and slide at the bottom going out the front door.
There's a lot of options. There's a lot of options.
I'm very excited by the plan. Right, anyone got any more useful jobs for the elderly?
Go on, you go.
National service. Well, they're really fond of it, aren't they? So just... just get them to lead by example. I don't care if you had a double hip replacement. Get up the fucking wall.
Boop. Replacement for animal testing. Because it's unfair to test on animals, isn't it? And instead of putting like lipstick on a rabbit, just imagine your nan being shampoo tested with having like really nice silky hair. That's nice.
Right, give me your ideas for a new religion.
Yes, George Michaelism. One him, you gotta have faith.
The Church of Scientology. It's just science, and we just adhere to that.
So atheism then.
Yeah, but with a clever pun as a name.
Oh, that was childish, wasn't it?
Zionology, where you live in your mum's basement and blame the Jews for everything.
Any more ideas for a new religion?
Yes. There's Hinduism, there's a lot of isms, alcoholism. It's an easy one, obviously. Could still be in church. It'd basically just be the Holy Communion bit. So you go up, you taste the red wine and go, it's good, we'll have, what, two bottles of that. Body of Christ comes with a lovely selection of cheese. You still kneel, but just like at the end of it. Confession goes on for fucking ages, just everyone going, listen. Prayers are good in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Should we have a spirit? Fucking yeah, get the Zambucas in.
Like at the sound of your church.
Orthodox Dame Judaism, where you don't just get a bit wet at the baptism, you get denched.
Give me your ideas, please. Pitch me the worst text message to receive.
This is your grandmother. I don't think that text was meant for me, but I'm up for it if you are.
Worst text messages to receive.
Yes. Who is this? From your wife while you're stood in your house and the furniture's gone.
This is Amazon Prime. We couldn't deliver your copy of Mein Kampf today, so we've left it with the synagogue next door. We know who you are, we know where you live, and we'd like to talk to you about an accident you're about to have that isn't your fault.
Right, I think that's it. Any more on that?
Oh, yes, so... Chuck another one in, yes. Blank text message from your wife. Silent treatment.
I think that's as good a place to ever. That's the end of the elevator pitch round. Yay. Right, next in these heightened political times, we move on to our party political podcast round. This is where the podcasts... Basically, there's elections going on all around the world at the moment. We're getting involved in them. We've decided that Panel Beaters will become its own political party. And we're putting together a manifesto based on suggestions from our panel. Right, previous... We already have two pledges firmly in our manifesto. The first one was from Liverpool. Their law was, we all get to murder one person. Right, and the other one we had from Derby last time was everyone only gets one vote, but you can either use it for the election or Britain's Got Talent. Right, so those are what we've got previously. So, panellists, please pitch me your ideas for our manifesto.
Boop! For every family that has to eat from a food bank, a politician has to eat from a sperm bank.
I am.
Oh, I think we've got an early leader.
Rob.
I'm calling joke of the day. That is joke of the day.
All right.
Yes. Oh, free school meals, not just for kids, adults as well. Just at work, a dinner lady turns up, tiny little bangers of mash and a little box of raisins. Oh, that would brighten up your day, wouldn't it?
Any more policies for our manifesto?
We'd get immigration down by just making Britain such an overly patriotic place to live that nobody would want to move here. So like, everyone's got to get a bulldog that shits in their front garden. The only music that plays on the radio is Spice Girls 24/7, and every part in Line of Duty would be played by Danny Dyer.
Yes, immigration again. One in, one out policy, obviously. So, you know, we get to vote on them. So let's say, for example, Piers Morgan... Get on your raft, mate. Get fucking rowing. A Syrian's moving into your house.
I'd put a machine at the end of the till of every supermarket that just picks up old people, tips them upside down, and just shakes all the coins into a collector. We had 10 minutes to organise this. What the fuck are you doing?
Yes. Heavier criminalisation on people that litter. I don't think it's criminalised enough. It's just a fine. It should be a fence. To the point, if you drop a bit of litter within a 10-metre radius of a bin, you should be on the sex offenders register.
All right, I think we'll... is that all our suggestions for our manifesto? I think, right, it has come upon me to time. Normally, I would throw this to the audience, and like, I'd give you a couple of options out of all the ones we've heard, and we choose which one goes into the manifesto. But I think we can all agree the policy that is going into our manifesto is that for every family that has to eat from a food bank, a politician has to eat from a sperm bank. Agreed? Yeah. Well done, Freddie Quinn. Well done, Freddie. Like, doing well on that round means you're much less likely to die today, but unfortunately, your cholesterol levels mean the exact opposite. Right, let's move on. This is the Hash Twats round. Right, hashtag inadvisable film mashups.
Terminator 3, Men and a Baby.
Yes, 12 years a taxi driver.
Hashtag inadvisable film mashups.
Schindler's Last House on the Left.
Right, hashtag inadvisable film mashups.
Romeo and Juliet. Do you make his tummy light up by putting your dick in him?
Oh, it was so close to being a nice little pun. It was where I was like, oh, he's done a nice one and you had to ruin it with your filth, didn't you, Sam? Hey, hashtag inadvisable film mashups.
Yes, more tragic version, Jaws Finding Nemo.
I imagine that would be a very short film.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hashtag vegan TV programmes.
Yes, don't come dine with me.
Excellent suggestion. Right, hashtag vegan TV programmes.
Fart attack.
Yes, have I got news for tofu?
Lentil death do us part.
Hashtag vegan TV programmes. I think that's ready.
Porridge.
But with soy milk.
Yes, one section supermarket sweep.
We've just got a shelf to go at. Just a massive inflatable and some beans. Right, hashtag vegan TV programmes.
Orange is the new snack.
Right, let's move on. Give me your hashtag bestiality films.
Oh dear.
Mine's an amateur video. It's a threesome. It's called Bat, Man and Robin.
Yes. As in, good joke.
Thanks.
But yes, one jizzed over the cuckoo's nest.
Primates of the Caribbean.
Why is that bestiality?
Because they're fucking the monkeys.
You ever get halfway through a question and regret asking it? Right, hashtag boop. Bestiality films.
Boop.
Bambi 2, where she ends up as a stripper because of the lack of a strong female role model.
Mad Max, Furry Load.
Fucking tiger fingered dragon.
I'm worried.
I was worried people would go a bit too on the nose with this, but no, it turns out that's excellent.
Yes, Raiders of the Dog's Ass. That's that man's at the back there. That man, turn around. That was his. I'll credit my writers.
To Fill a Mockingbird.
Boop!
Finding Nemo and bumming him.
All right, that's the end of that round. Last question. I think we have officially dug through the bottom of the barrel. No more.
Who sucked off Roger Rabbit?
Right, that is the end of that round. Right, next up we have the slogan round. Let's dive straight back in. In this round, we're going to ask our panellists to give us some slogans for things and places, stuff like that. So, right, please, panellists, give us an idea for a slogan for Samsung. Ah-hoo.
Samsung, because that back pocket of your jeans is a bit chilly, isn't it?
Boop!
Samsung, a phone manufactured by the finest engineers child labour can buy.
This is a stolen one from Samsung. It's Samsung. What's the worst that could happen?
Yes, Samsung, new super slim design so it burns quicker.
Samsung, put a rocket in your pocket.
Any more for Samsung? No. Right, give me a slogan, please, for Brussels sprouts.
Boop!
Brussels sprouts, the only thing that's damaged more childhoods than Jimmy Savile.
That's lovely.
Brussels sprouts, they're just cabbages for dwarves.
Yes! Brussels sprouts, unlike dogs, they are just for Christmas.
Any more for Brussels sprouts?
Ah-hoo. Brussels sprouts. The last time I ate something this bitter, I'd just blown Steve Brookstein.
All right, fine. Give me a slogan for cocaine.
Boop.
Cocaine. Think of it as nose coffee.
Yes, cocaine. It's Viagra for confidence.
Ah-hoo. Cocaine. Because how else are you going to host that show on CBeebies?
Right, let's move on. Give me a slogan, please, for the Tory party.
Boop!
The Tory party, as strong and stable as a two-legged table.
Ah-hoo.
The Tory party, more 180s than Phil the Power Taylor.
Yes! The Tory party, they're like ants in the kitchen. How do they keep getting in?
That went down well with our very representative audience here. Right.
Boop!
The Tory party, because 8 out of 10 southern middle class white people can't be wrong.
The Tory party. Because you know your place, you fucking peasant.
The Tory party. A better track record than plague.
In terms of numbers achieved, probably.
That could be...
For now.
That'd be an amazing poster, just like Hague with the better than sign, then plague.
Yes, the Tory party. More damaging for the police than Sting's solo career.
I think we'll call it on that one. Right.
I had a cup of tea after that.
That's the end of the slogan round! Stuff. I think it's been a very close contest thus far. It's hard to choose who is most likely to die, but I can tell you it's Will. Next up, we have the £1 million round. In this round, we're going to ask our panellists to give us an idea of, like, basically, what we need is we need some money, right? So we're going to ask our panellists to give us ideas of how we can make £1 million in 3 days. That's the challenge we're going to set them. So, panellists, give me your ideas how to make £1 million in 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Just get Ed Sheeran to fart into a shoebox and sell it on eBay.
Ed Sheeran.
You're like, gonna let that go?
I'm not gonna. sounds like you've. Have you only ever seen his name written down?
Ed Sheeran.
You've got your finger on the pulse of modern music, Ed Sheeran.
You should never laugh at someone for pronouncing a word wrong, because it means that they learned it by reading, which is admirable.
Thanks, Will Duggan.
Fuck you and your literacy.
Right, any more ideas on how we can make £1 million in 3 days?
Yes. Go on Dragon's Den with the old invention, a sawn-off shotgun, and just take the money. It's laying around.
Crowdfund Jeremy Hunt's retirement package.
Right, any more for ideas how to make £1 million in 3 days?
Yes, I don't need to. I've had a phone call. Apparently, I owed quite a bit in PPI, so I'm sorted.
Right, now, panellists, now we've got this £1 million, give me an idea of how you can lose it in a single day.
I would never lose that amount of money. I'm so careful. I would do some fun things if I was a multi-millionaire. One thing I want to do, if I was a multi-millionaire, walk into a car showroom with a toy car, like a BMW, and go, have you got one of them life-size? Oh, I'd love to do it. and buy it. Go, yeah, go on. Oh, that would feel good, wouldn't it?
Right, any more ideas how we can lose £1 million?
Boop. What about if you bought a shop and filled it full of current DVDs and people could drive to the shop, decide which one they wanted, and then rent it out for a few days and then take it back?
I like your thinking, mate. That sounds like a good plan. Any more?
Say it's on you and take Paul Gascoigne to an odd bins.
To an odd bins. Not like a bargain bins, like a majestic wine, and he's there fucking ripping food. That's very
funny. Yes, I think I'll have 4 crates of the Merlot. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I think he's about quantity over quality at this point.
I'll have the fucking bleach.
Thank you for stopping me from being the worst person in that exchange.
The end of the £1 million round! Right, this one will be particularly apt for some of the panel. The next one is the You Know Your Single When round. Simple as it sounds, I'm just going to ask the panellists to give us some suggestions for You Know Your Single When.
Boop! You know you're single when you vote Tory just so there's someone fucking you.
Christ, it's like my Twitter feed in here.
You know you're single when Plenty of Fish email you to say they can't help a freshwater person.
Boop!
You know you're single when your wank sock looks like a leg cast.
Wow, you found your own.
Waiting for this, mate.
You know you're single when?
If somebody's watching you type on your computer, you want to get YouTube up, you type the Y-O-U and the T really fast, because you know what's coming up in the auto film.
That's a U-porn joke for anyone who's not a monster.
And an alphabet joke.
It's a nice little twofer. You know you're single when?
You know you're single when your three best friends are an apple corer, a watermelon, and the microwave.
Yes. From a married perspective, you know you're single when you've got no one to list all your personal faults all day.
You know you're single when?
You successfully finish every level on Pornhub.
Is there like a boss battle at the end where you got to watch something really fucking weird?
Two girls, one cup, mate.
Right, that's the end of You Know You Single When. Yeah, applause. That's what this means. Like, what we're going to do now is we're going to give each of the contestants a bit of time to plead for why you, the audience, should vote to save them. You're going to get to choose one of these people to spare from my clutches. I'm very annoyed about this round, so choose wisely. Right, but first off, we'll start from this side. Sam Gore, please tell the audience, convince them why they should spare you.
You should spare me because comedy only works when there's a plurality of voices, and if you kill me as the only gay black woman on this panel, it will be a nightmare for your diversity quota.
Right, Will Duggan, please convince the audience why they should save you.
Well, I suppose that if you think that the one you like the least is the one that you would kill, so if you like me the least, I want to die, so the biggest punishment would be to save me.
Oh. I don't think they hate you as much as I do.
Also, I need a wee, so if I could leave first, that would be great.
That's much more convincing. Freddie Quinn, why should the audience save you?
I haven't really thought about this, but I guess as a 19 stone type 2 diabetic man with breathing problems, I'm probably on your list anyway.
Yep.
You diabetic?
Yeah. Well, sorry? Tuesday, mate.
Guess what, as well? I'm having... It's probably not right.
Do you want to save your little fucking gossip till after the show, mate?
I was going to say I keep getting ocular migraines and I keep losing my vision. And I was going to say guess what to Will, because... Oh, thank you. That's all right, you can save me, you can keep me now, I'm all right. And suddenly, life is worth living.
And now you just look like the easiest person to get on Guess Who.
For those of you listening on the internet, Freddie has put on Will Duggan's glasses.
Right, finally, Andrew Bird, why should the audience save you?
I'm not too worried if they do or not, because now I've found faith in George Michaelism. I don't fear death. And let's bear in mind, I'm the yes guy. So
he is the yes guy. That is fair. Right, so audience, now, what? Right, the voting for this, I can't be bothered making you cheer one by one, so I'm going to assign a farmyard animal to each of the contestants. When I say cheer for the one you want, you're going to make the noise of the farmyard animal that corresponds. Right, so if you want Sam to be saved, what you've got to do is make the noise of a cow. Andrew, on the end there, will be a sheep. Freddie, make the noise of a chicken. And for Will, you're going to make the noise of a fish. Good luck, everyone. I think that seems fair. Right, on... I make the rules, mate. Right, on three.
Imagine now, just in if this was a brilliant like Hollywood film, it would just be silence and just
from everyone.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Right, so on three, make the noise of the contestant you would like to save. One, two, three. Someone just shouted fish. That was excellent work. That was the best you were going to be able to do that. I think, right, on reflection, listening to that, I think the sheep edged it. Andrew Bird, you are safe from death. Yay! Yes! I think well deserved, given the gusto of your buzzer ring this evening. Well done. How are you planning to spend the rest of your life?
Probably just using my catchphrase now I've developed one.
Good with your new David Walliams. Yeah.
It's already caught on.
You're going to have a legal... Andrew, you're going to have a legal minefield with the man from Del Monte, aren't you?
Right, now it's time for me to make my final judgment and choose which of our comedians will be joining me in death. Well, I think we've all enjoyed... Have you all enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's been a very good standard. Freddie did very well with his political opinion earlier. That was good. But then there is that face. Will, less said about Will, the better.
Again, for the podcast, Freddie has a bad face.
Is actually, I think, the worst thing that anyone's ever said to me. Because I've had fat, obviously, and that's an insult, but it's something you can work on, isn't it? Because you go, if I don't like that, I'll just be thin. But you have a bad face. There's nothing I can do about that. I just have this bad face. Fuck you.
It's not his fault. He's directly quoting Tinder. Don't have a go at him.
Okay, I'm going to make my final decision now on which comedian will be joining me in death. Please, can we get a drum roll from the audience? Tonight, in the shock result of the century...
Fucking hell!
To save him from loneliness, joining me in death will be Will Duggan! Don't worry, Will, we can go meet all your favourite singers. Sound fun?
Has Bieber died?
It will do soon, mate. I'll give you one on order. Right, all I'm going to say is thank you very much for coming to Panel Beaters. This has been Panel Beaters.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.